Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription. Your identity in Christ is valuable. It's actually invaluable. You can't put a price on it because it is something that Jesus has given us, his identity for our lives. And for us to be able to know that will change your life dramatically. I'm John Matarazzo with Charisma News. And today I'm going to be joined by the one and only Chuck Pierce to talk about his book, The King's Signet Ring, Understanding the Significance of God's Covenant with You. And we're going to also talk about some things that are coming in the future. And he's got a book coming out in next year, but 2023 is just around the corner. So I'm going to be asking him, what is God saying for this new year? So Chuck, it's great to have you on the Charisma News podcast.
John, what a blessing. And I bless Charisma and everyone there. They're dear friends. And what you guys do for the body of Christ is amazing.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor and pleasure to be able to co-labor with you and to publish your books and to the message that God has entrusted you with, that you come and work with us, that you work with other people as well, and just we co-labor to get the word out to the masses so that people's lives can truly be changed.
I don't know of any people that get the word out more than you guys do and keep us abreast of what's happening in the Christian world.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, speaking about what's happening in the Christian world, I think it's easy for us to be overwhelmed by what's happening in our news today. And I know for me, I have to keep going back to who does God say that I am? Because there's so many, it'd be really easy to be swayed by different winds of doctrine or the news media or this doom and gloom thing. But if I can stand on who I am in Christ, that helps me have a good foundation. So I know that that's a big part of the King's Signet Ring. So I'd like to talk about that.
Well, you know, when you start mentioning what you just mentioned, I think that's why Alamu Biftu and I made sure this book got out there, because I don't think it's something we fully understand in the body of Christ. I know that we have to know our identity, but we also have to know how to exercise our authority. Mm. And this book helps with both of that. And it is so important for us to learn how to wear Christ, no matter where we're at out in the world. And right now, you know, the Lord told us, he said, be in the world, but not of the world. And so it's very important that no matter what situation we're in, especially in the changing, chaotic world around us, that we represent that mantle that he is in our life. And really, the book is about that. It talks about Esther. It talks about Daniel. It talks about many, many people, Joseph, who had that coat of many colors. That's a type of signet also.
Right, right.
And then it talks about the return that's happening with the prodigal son returning and regaining his identity and his authority. And really, I believe we're all at one of these stages in our life right now.
Yeah, and I think it's so easy to forget who we are and the authority that we do have, because we look at ourselves through a physical lens, through our physical eyes, and it's really easy to forget what the Word of God says. What are some things that have stood out to you as you were studying and as God was revealing the deeper meanings behind these signet rings?
I think one of the hardest things for anyone in the body of Christ, when we come in and bring our spirit back to the Lord, he is the father of our spirit. We might have the identity of mother, father in the earthly realm, but we have to know that he created our spirit. And when we return and realign our spirit in covenant with him, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, the world's not righteous. And yet the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so for us to wear that righteousness that God has given us to wear, we are transformers out in the world. And everything we address, we should operate in the same authority that he came here to demonstrate to us when he addressed religious spirits, when he addressed governmental forces. We have to learn how to gain access, and then once we have access, address those with the authority, the same authority that we represent from heaven.
Wow. So that access that we have, you're saying that all believers have access.
We all have access, but then you look at someone like Esther. She went through a year of preparation, and her real moment came is when she gained access to the king.
Right.
But that was just the beginning. See, a lot of times, John, we have to gain the access. And one of the things I also think the body of Christ miss in many areas is once you gain access, Esther had to have a plan to overthrow the enemy. And then once she exposed the enemy, she then was given the signet ring to go and overthrow all of Haman's rulers, all of his sons in every province. And I really think that is one of the best examples of where we're living right now. We all live in territory, and in a territory somewhere, in a nation somewhere. I've always been involved throughout the world with other nations, and we have to know that God has put us in time so that we gain access and strategy so that we enforce what he did on the cross and really overthrow the enemy that's trying to rule our territory.
I like how you said that we need to have access and strategy. What happens if we have access, but we haven't prepared ourselves with the strategy?
Well, let's look at Esther. Let's look at Joseph. Let's take Joseph first. What if he had stopped using his gift in prison? See, one of the things Christians need to know is we are very gifted. And as we exercise that gift, no matter in what situation we're in, it's going to give us access. Joseph interpreted dreams in prison. He never stopped, no matter what situation he was in, he never stopped his gift from working. But that brought him into access. Pharaoh gave him access, and from that access, Joseph had a strategy to interpret Pharaoh's dream, and from that strategy, he not only saved a nation, but he extended the covenant plan that God had for his people. That's what strategy does for us. It's not enough just to have favor and gain access. We have to know what we're up against.
So would you say that that strategy comes with experience and faithfulness and being submitted to God and letting him lead you?
I think there's a couple of things. Yeah. Hebrews 5:14 says we have discernment is created by the word and also by the spirit. I think we're living in a supernatural time now. I think we must know the word. Now, I am a diligent student of the word. When I was 18, the Lord spoke to me at Texas A&M, and when I came into the Holy Spirit, and then he led me back to the word of God, and he told me he wanted me to be able to have my daily quiet time without opening the book. He wanted me to know the word so well that I could read Jeremiah 31 without opening the book. Now, we have to have the word built within us. That is part of our identity. And then from that, and I'm writing that book for you guys on perspective, we see the world from that viewpoint.
Yeah.
Because that is the way our thought process, our mind has been transformed. But from that also, we have to discern by the Spirit, because we're in a supernatural time. This era we're in, this decade we're in, is very supernatural. And if you just know the Word and you can't discern by the Spirit, you're going to end up failing in some areas. So what charisma means is what we really need to have in operation, and it needs to intensify year after year after year as we proceed into the era ahead.
Well, yeah, let's dive into that perspective. I mean, your book is going to be coming out in the future, you know, and like to actually talk about the future, because that's part of the current byline of the book. So it's perspective, how to see the future God has for you. So the future that God has for us is that your book is going to be coming out in the future. So everybody keep a lookout for that. But how do we see the future that God has for us?
Well, one thing that I always do is I try to understand that God is not in time, but He has put me in time. And Acts 17 says He predetermines my time and my place. Well, that's where faith works, is in time and place. Faith just doesn't operate.
Right.
Demons believe, but we exercise our faith. We demonstrate our faith in time and place. And so the importance of my understanding that God has used me a lot in the body of Christ for is to help them understand the time. I remember back when God visited me in 1986 and showed me in 10-year increments where we would be through 2026. Now, I've written three books on that. Now, one of the things I want to do in this perspective book is bring where we are so that we can see into the future, because God doesn't do anything without first revealing Himself to the prophets. Mm-hmm. And with that, God showed me China. He didn't show me just the American church. He showed me China. I was working with a group in China in the 80s, and He showed me China and where it would be as a ruling power and nation by 2026, and how we would be affected by it. Well, once you see from God's perspective and gain revelation from God, whether it be in a simple situation in your family life, whether it be for the nations, whether it be for the entire world, you see from that revelatory perspective. And I want to say to us, we are living now in a new historical era that began in September 2019. And all of us know how we were affected at Passover in March 2020. God pulled us all back behind our door, just as Passover was meant to be held.
Yeah.
Not just the Jews, but the Gentiles as well. And He said, wait a minute, I'm going to get you all on the same page, because things are going to start changing and accelerating rapidly. And now we are in the midst of those changes. And with that, if we don't see clearly, we get confused. We get overtaken.
Oh, yeah.
We're not walking by the Spirit. I love what you said. Steve is writing that book on walking in the Spirit in a chaotic world. Well, I mean, if you cannot have God's perspective, the chaos around you and the spiritual forces around you are going to influence you in a wrong way.
Absolutely. And it's easy to be overwhelmed. I remember back in the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, feeling like the world is coming to an end. The things that I've been reading in Revelation and in the Bible about the end times, it seems like it's right here and there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm just going to have to deal with persecution or whatever comes. And I went through some moments of panic. But
I think a lot of people did.
But getting back to my identity in Christ, knowing who I am, has definitely helped keep things back in perspective. And then I was able to actually come out of the pandemic, I think, in a better situation than whenever I went into it.
I think that's for those who kept a clarity of what they were seeing during that time and not be come under the fear. See, fear can be a caution to us, but it can also be an emotion that we have, but it can also be a spirit that overtakes us. And I believe there was a spirit of fear trying to overtake God's people during that time so we would not demonstrate faith. And so with that, I believe our clear perspective, it comes from the core that is within us. And I know with me, I started building my core center when I was 18, and it's powerful because of the belief that I have.
Yeah.
And all of my understanding operates out of that core. And then you take someone like Daniel in the Bible, think about it. That was a chaotic time. And he was chosen to rule, be one of the top rulers in Babylon. And so I don't think we as God's people can shrink back from the world.
Right.
I think we have to know how to operate in our authority in the world and not let the world overtake our identity. And this book will help people with that. But the perspective book that I'm writing for you, why I've had a little difficult time, I didn't want to just teach on how to see. I wanted to be able to say through 2026 and beyond, this is what we will be seeing.
Wow. So let's talk about that. I mean, we're at the beginning of December right now. 2023 is just around the corner, and it seems like 2022 just flew by. And so, you know, it seems like time is accelerating for sure. What is God showing you about 2023, and what can we expect?
Well, see, this whole era that we're in is about how we speak, but it's also about how God speaks. See, it's called in Hebrew the era of pay. So when you decode that word through the word of God, that means there's a breath of heaven that's blowing down in the earth. We're in for some incredible visitation. That's the first thing you want to understand. And this breath of heaven is blowing down. It's almost like a new baptism is happening in us to ready us and prepare us for what's ahead. So the word itself means breath. It means voice. And so this whole entire decade that we're living in is about the voice that will be heard. Whose voice will be heard? How will we listen to what we hear? And I don't mean just God's voice. We're watching political changes, and we want to listen to the voice that brings forth the incredible strategy for our future. And so with that, you have to look at each year. Last year was about how to build your house for the future. This year is about, in the midst of this whole season that is a war season. And let me explain that. You have God breathing from heaven, but you have the dragon here in the earth rising up and breathing fire. And we're caught right in the middle of that dynamic. That's why you're sensing all of the stress that's going on around you. And yet, in that midst of that, God says, just like he said in Revelation 12, in every new era, every new birth, hide yourself for 3 years so that the enemy can't rob your identity. So with that, I believe this third year is of utmost importance for us to establish our identity. That's why this book was so important on the King's Signet Ring. We have to establish our identity. But this year, in this war season, because pay is also linked with Passover, I wrote a book for you on the Passover prophecies. Every Passover during this 10-year era becomes very, very important for us to recognize what's happening around us. And so with that, also, it's a war type season. We are moving past the enemy, and we have to cross over. We have to cross over in new ways. We have to cross over. And what this year is about is our divine recovery. When you look at the words that's linked with the year of Gamal, it's about a divine recovery. It doesn't matter. You can operate in our calendar system, but you're still going to be in three. So when you go to three, prophets have to understand symbol. You're going to see it's linked with supply. It's linked with recovery. And actually, Gamal was a camel that was coming. And therefore, this year is about opening up new supply lines. So we're in this war over the supply for our future. But you want to understand, God's already giving you authority to multiply either what you have or to find new sources to multiply. And so this year, the warfare comes. How will we fill the house with the supply that will sustain us in years to come? So I want to encourage all of you, think multiplication. Think creativity. Don't let the world produce fear in you, because that creates an unsound mind. You've got to keep thinking creatively so you keep expanding your thought processes and keep walking through the tumultuous times we're in.
Wow. Wow. I was taking notes as you were saying all that. And I think
I'll get you a book eventually.
Okay, good. Good. I'm looking forward to that. But something that you said was about this divine recovery, and that's supply, recovery, and then opening new supply lines. And if I'm thinking about the headlines right now, and just we have issues with oil. I mean, there was a diesel shortage. There's in Europe, the pipeline from Russia giving natural gas to the rest of Europe has been shut down because of the war. Like, all these supply lines are really under attack right now.
And totally.
You're prophesying that God is opening up new supply lines?
I'm prophesying that God is going to give us authority, put us in strategic places, give us access, and we are going to be able to say one word that can cause things to shift. Now, that becomes very important. Think about during Joseph's time. There was 7 years of fatness. There were 7 years of drought. Mm-hmm. And what he did was develop a strategy of 12 centers for administration of supply. And once he did that, then they were able to sustain the drought ahead. See, God gives us supply so that we have the provision we need to advance his kingdom. See, that's Deuteronomy 8. 18 says this: I'm going to give you the power to get well. That means I'm going to make you like a chameleon who can change if necessary to gain what you need to accomplish my covenant purposes. That is so key for us as we advance into this season ahead. And this year, I think the main war that we're in this year, it's a war over supply lines. And yet God has already given us the victory, and we can see from a higher place, and that comes back to the perspective book. Mm-hmm. We can see from a higher place that the enemy does not have access to.
Yeah, and I think whenever you're studying military history, the front lines can only go as far as the supply lines can
Absolutely.
Support. And so us as the body of Christ in the kingdom of God, as we are advancing the kingdom— as we are taking ground, we can't just have the missionaries and the evangelists out in the front. We need to be able to provide support to be able to help them sustain, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, but of powers and principalities, and we need to support our front lines. And so if we get our supply lines in order, I think that we're going to be able to advance. You know, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And so I think— Is any of this resonating? I just feel like my spirit is rising up right now as we're talking here.
What the Lord showed me, our family had provision. We had land when I was growing up, and we went through a crisis, and my dad died a premature death when he was 39. And there I was left with all of this mess. And so when God met me, he gave me a word out of Proverbs 3. He said, if you will give me your first fruits, I'll restore your health, and I will cause your barns to be filled. Well, we had empty barns. And I knew right then, if I would understand the concept of giving my first and my best to the Lord, that He would always show me how to fill a barn up. Now, amen. That is so important for us as we enter this year ahead. If we're giving our best, God is going to unlock creative strength in us. It's like Daniel said, we'll be able to do exploits in days ahead. Mm-hmm. Exploits means you learn to take resources you've got and make them into something else. And then I was thinking about something when you were talking about that on the front line. We also have to know that there's some supply lines that need to be busted up so new supply lines can open up. Think of the Battle of the Bulge. One of the ways they won the war was they had to blow up some supply. And sometimes God is going to allow, and just like Elijah, he prophesied and then he got caught in the prophecy. Once that prophecy about the rain drying up and his supply at the beginning was by the brook Cherith and it dried up. Yeah. Well, he had to then move on to his next supply, which was a widow that didn't seem to have any faith, but God used the understanding of her giving to him first so that she could multiply. Same way with us. If we will keep moving with the mentality that the Lord has developed within us, we will not be stopped. He will always have a remnant that can see from a higher place. We will always be able to move past what the enemy's blockade is trying to do in our life. Amen. And so I want to encourage everyone out there, you are, and you have an identity in Him, but you need to allow that identity to be seen in Him. You need to wear it. You need to remember how He demonstrated it when He came as man and God in the earth realm, and how He walked and demonstrated heaven to us. You need to do the same thing while you're out there, and God's going to give many of you access into some places, just like He did Joseph, that could save us all in days ahead.
Amen. Amen. God's going to give us access just to save us all, just like Joseph. And a lot of that comes to equipping ourselves and being ready by knowing our identity, knowing our significance of God's covenant with us, and knowing who we are so that we can boldly stand to do what God's called us to do at those moments.
And John, let me add one last thing.
Yes, please.
On that book from perspective that we're working on how to see our future. You have the ability to go beyond. Now, I want you to understand that. You have the ability. Remember when in the book of Revelation, God visited the seven key churches of a season, of an era. And this is very much like what we're in right now. And then He told each church what they had done well. He told them, some of them, what they had not done well. And then He said, if you'll hear what the Spirit is saying, you can overcome. Now, that's a word for all of us, no matter where we've been or what we've been in. But then He told John this. He said, now, John said, I heard a sound like a trumpet, and the Lord said, come up here. And the rest of the book of Revelation from chapter 4 on is about the future. God will give us the ability to not be caught off guard and to see into the future so that we know how to walk through the tedious times ahead. Do not fear. There have always been tedious times. I remember the 60s and 70s that I know Pam and I lived through. There have always been tedious times, but God will give you a spirit of revelation to see through those times.
Amen. Amen. Now, before we wrap up here, I do want to ask you to pray in just a moment, but I know you said something earlier, and I just want to ask about this. You said that God showed you what's happening through 2026.
Now, a lot of that you're going to be able to find in the book that I wrote for you, Passover Prophecies. But through the next 4 years, really, it determines, I think we're warring for a nation that was instead of a nation that will be. Wow. And I believe these next 4 years, we go into the warfare to create the nation that our children and our children's children are going to live in. And we need to understand that we have some good roots. We need to understand that not everything in this nation will be okay. But we also need to understand that we have the ability to speak in to the atmosphere and cause this nation to look the way it should. China will continue to gain strength. Russia and China, you have to understand, but China is much more strategic in the way that they operate because they operate through the concept of mammon. Now, I've got a dream and prophetic prophecies that will give you an understanding of how we're going to have to operate, and it had to do with me learning how to back a barge in for supply, and then the communication system that we would have to go through. I want you to know, we will come into a place of victory, come into a place of overcoming, but it will be through maneuvering in and seeing in new ways. So I want to pray for you that just as Paul prayed for Ephesus, that the spirit of revelation and the spirit of wisdom rest upon you. I decree right now, even in this month, you'll have key dreams. You'll begin to operate in ways of understanding you've never operated in. Father, I loose this and I say we will not miss a step ahead. And we decree over this nation that you are setting a new order for its future. And Lord, I thank you for charisma and how it has stood to keep us moving by the Spirit. Lord, I say, walk in the Spirit to all of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. My spirit is really encouraged by our conversation here for what's to come, for what we're dealing with right now. And I took notes, but I'm going to be listening to this again because there was so much that was in there that I think we just need that heavenly perspective. We need God's ears and eyes to basically cover ours so that we can hear and see what he really wants us to.
John, thank you so much for your time, and give my love to everyone there.
I will. I will. I want to encourage everybody to go to gloryofzion.org for more information about Chuck and his ministry. You can get connected with all the books there, and be on the lookout for perspective, how to see the future God has for you coming up. And right now, you can get the King's Signet Ring, and just want to thank you so much, Chuck, for being here.
John, great to see you. Great to be with you.
This has been John Matarazzo for the Charisma News Podcast. God bless you.